is Geek News Central. My name is Kirk Corliss, filling in for Todd Cochran. On the news week, Facebook had mixed results in its Q3 earnings. Tesla's market value surpasses $1 trillion. And do you want to live in outer space? Well, Blue Origin is planning for a commercial space station. Those stories and more are on the way. I want to welcome you to episode 1564 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, October 25th, 2021. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Support the show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. I want to give a big warm welcome to all the longtime listeners of the podcast. Thanks for tuning in and also thanks for staying subscribed. Also want to give a big warm welcome to the new listeners to the podcast. If you are a new listener to the podcast, head on over to geeknewscentral.com. Head on over, check out the latest tech news from our great writing team, but also be sure to subscribe to the podcast where you can find on the right-hand side, be it Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Further down on the website on the right-hand side is the newsletter. Be sure to subscribe to the newsletter. The newsletter contains all the show notes and links that are going to be in this episode. If you have comments or want to say hi, my email address is pa@geeknewscentral.com. I am at Twitter. I am at Kirk Corliss. Also, be sure to join us at geeknews.chat. And be sure to like and follow on the Geek News Central Facebook page. Partner shows include GNC Week in Review, hosted by myself and Scott Ertz. The Gadget Professor was Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site written by the GNC team. And the New Media Show with Todd and Rob Greenlee. Excuse me. This show would not be possible without our good friends over at GoDaddy, who is the longest running continuous sponsor of podcast. Over on GoDaddy, you can get all your GoDaddy product and services at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. So if you wanted to create a website, a blog, a podcast perhaps, or even an e-commerce site, GoDaddy is the best way to go to do all that and more. And there's also great deals to be found with our GoDaddy deals. So you have 30% off new product purchases, $4.99 a month. Excuse me, $4.99.com, new or transferred for new customers. $2.99 a month economy hosting first year with a free domain. $2.99 a month managed WordPress hosting first year with a free domain. Or a free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans for 1 month. Now, you might be wondering, how much can I save at GoDaddy? Well, Geek News Central listeners have saved an average of 94% per purchase on GoDaddy hosting accounts and an average of $3.50 on each GoDaddy domain names. All these codes are not expiring. Coupon codes are not expiring, excuse me, and they have been verified to work and they are validated each and every day. So why? The best question you have is why should you support Geek News Central and this podcast? Well, the podcast keeps this podcast online and also the great independent writing team employed. You are supporting a small team of independent content creators by using one of our promo codes. You will support us in that effort. Thank you so much for your support. So please be sure to share these codes with your friends, family, people that you know. Also, subscribe to the podcast and get all the latest tech news. GoDaddy.com has helped tens of thousands of our listeners save $1,000 each month with our non-expiring promo codes. Receiving significant savings, these promo codes are the best value available. And you can help us out again by sharing them with your friends, family, people that you know. So GoDaddy has been a sponsor since October, I believe, of 2005. Well over 16, 17 years plus. They've been a great sponsor for this podcast. We appreciate GoDaddy's support. And thank you for all your support and definitely check out the deals on getting a coupon code for your next website, blog, podcast, e-commerce, etc. So as I mentioned a moment ago early in the top, I am guest hosting for this episode. While Todd is away, Todd is in Austin, Texas, for the SHRM 2021 Inclusion Conference with Blueberry. So he's down there. He'll be back on Thursday. I don't know what this is exactly, but he'll be back. So sounds like it's going to be. I imagine he'll talk about it when he comes back. Comes back in the chair on Thursday. So as for me, I had an episode on my podcast, GNC Week in Review with Scott Ertz, that went well. We're about episode 97 this coming Friday evening. So our episode, we're at one, almost at 100. We're not at 15 over 1500, but it's a lot of fun. Dissecting the tech news of the week with Scott, and we are also part of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Throwing that little plug in there, and it's been a great. I'm still feeling a little bit better, little by little. Still have to see another doctor, specialist. So going through that is not fun. Get by. I'll be okay. All right. So news is a little light this week, but also it's majority of it's Facebook heavy. Because of the past week with Facebook's oversight board and then saying the company has failed to be transparent. Then we had on our episode, we talked, it was the report about Facebook is possibly changing their name. There's been a Facebook document dump today. So it's been covered all over. So we're not going to dive in everything Facebook, cause it's a lot. However, Facebook, did report there's some third quarter results that a lot of companies announced. We'll dive into that a little bit later. But a top story, is Facebook. So their sales were, their financials were not great, not bad, but they were kind of mixed. The company also, they're reporting mixed third quarter financial results. The company also said they expect its metaverse investments will reduce operating profits by $10 billion for fiscal year 2021 as it begins breaking out Facebook Reality Labs as its own business segment. Facebook expects fourth quarter 2020 total revenue to be in a range of $31.5 billion to $34 billion. Analysts are expecting on average revenue of $34.89 billion. CFO Dave Wehner said in a statement, quote, "Our outlook reflects the significant uncertainty we face in the fourth quarter in light of continuing headwinds from Apple's iOS 14 changes and macroeconomic and COVID-related factors. In addition, we expect non-ads revenue to be down year-over-year in the first quarter as we lap the strong launch of Quest 2 during last year's holiday shopping season. For Q3, Facebook's net income came to $9.19 billion with earnings of $3.22 per diluted share. Revenue came to $29 billion, up 35% year-over-year. Analysts were expecting earnings of $3.19 on revenue of $29.58 billion. CEO Mark Zuckerberg said in a statement, quote, "We made good progress this quarter and our community continued to grow. I'm excited about our roadmap, especially around creators, commerce, and helping to build this metaverse." Advertising revenue for the quarter was $28.28 billion, up 33%. Quote, "Other," "other revenue totaled $734 million, up 195%. Facebook daily active users were $1.93 billion on average in September 2021, an increase of 6% year-over-year. Its monthly active users totaled $2.91 billion, as of September, an increase of 6% year-over-year. The number of people the number of people active daily on at least one of Facebook products, including Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp, was 2.81 billion average September, for an increase of 11% year over year. Monthly active people for Facebook's, quote, family of products was 3.58 billion as of September, increase of 12% year over year. So basically, with all this news coming out, with all the Facebook, the Facebook whistleblower, all this news, yet there's still people on it and growing, which is shocking. Other Q3 earnings, Tesla's market value hit and then surpassed the $1 trillion mark today, a milestone reached by the company 11 years after it became a publicly traded company. It also puts Tesla in select company with Apple, Amazon, Facebook, and Google, all which have market caps above $1 trillion. Tesla met the $1 trillion market cap around midday today when shares hit $988.22. Share prices hovered at just below 1,000, and then shortly past it, another first for Tesla. Shares closed up 12.66% at $1,024.86. This is the first time the company's share price reached $1,000 a share. Other news that provided bullish updates on Tesla also helped lift the share price, including a research note from Morgan Stanley analyst Adam Jonas that the firm was raising its price target to $1,200 from $900 previously, and reiterating its overweight rating. The popping share price Monday builds off momentum from last week when Tesla reported net income of $1.62 billion in the third quarter, and nearly five-fold increase from the $331 million it earned in the same period last year. The record-setting profit came thanks to record sales, and despite a global chip shortage and supply chain constraints that affected the industry. The company also generated $13.76 billion in revenue in the third quarter, a 56% increase from the $8.77 billion reported in the same period last year. Revenue also was higher, 15%, than $11.96 billion reported in the second quarter of 2021. So that's great news. So, and on top of that, then even more good news. Hertz has ordered 100,000 Tesla EVs for its fleet, with plans to rent them out in major U.S. markets in parts of Europe starting in November. This is coming from Bloomberg that's reporting this. That would mark the largest electric vehicle order of all time and a major move by Hertz into electric car rentals. The order is reportedly worth $4.2 billion for the fleet, which appears to be Model 3s, according to a report. It represents about a one-tenth of what Tesla can currently produce annually, possibly allowing Hertz to lock out other rental companies. It reportedly purchased well-appointed rather than base model versions and paid nearly the full price for each unit. Hertz customers will have access to Tesla's supercharged network, and Hertz is supposedly also building its own infrastructure. Eventually Hertz, which also owns $1.50 and Firefly plans to go nearly full electric with its 500,000 vehicle fleet. So congrats to Hertz and congrats to Tesla on a big quarter. If you wanted to live in outer space, well, it's coming to reality. Blue Origin, the space startup founded by Amazon Jeff Bezos, and Sierra Space today, announced plans for Orbital Reef, a commercially developed, owned and operated space station to be built in low Earth orbit. Orbital Reef is being billed as, quote, a mixed-use business park in space. Will give customers the chance to have an address in space. This is coming from a statement. The companies expect The companies expect that private firms, individuals, and governments will be interested in making use of the orbiting facilities. The space station will be operational by the second half of the decade. This is also coming from also being reported. The space station will offer transportation and logistics, space habitation, equipment accommodation, and an onboard crew. As orbital's reach mark grows, so will module berths, vehicle ports, utilities, and amenities. It'll also welcome tourists. Brent Sherwood, Blue Origin Senior Vice President of Advanced Development Programs, said in a statement, quote, and he has a very big title, for over 60 years, NASA and other space agencies have developed orbital spaceflight and space habitation, setting us up for commercial business to take off in this decade. And I don't know how much it's going to cost, but I don't want to live in space, and I don't have the money for it. I'll pass. Samsung just announced a significant update of its Galaxy Book laptops, all running on Windows 11. Today, the Galaxy Book, which is $749.99 plus, Galaxy Book Galaxy, which is starting at $1,399.99, and the Galaxy Book Pro 360 5G, which is starting at $1,399.99. With the new Galaxy Book Odyssey, it's 18 millimeters and also light at 4.8 pounds. It's a 15-inch computer. There's plenty of ports, has a micro SD, and also there are six cores, core i7-11600H CPU and GeForce RTX 3050 Ti graphics processor and a 1 terabyte of storage. With the Galaxy Book Pro 360 5G, it's at 2.43 pounds, which is ultra thin at 11.43 millimeters, has 5G, multimedia convertible laptop is equipped with an AMOLED display that is compatible with Samsung's S Pen. You can configure it with a Core i7-11600G7, 16 gig and 512 gigabytes of storage. The Galaxy Books are available right now at Samsung.com. The Galaxy Book Odyssey will also come to BestBuy.com, Amazon, Microsoft.com, Micro Center, and Newegg on November 11th. Speaking of Best Buy, according to TechCrunch, according to TechCrunch, Best Buy, Home Depot, and Lowe's will no longer be selling security cameras. Wow, I'm so tongue-tied and twisted. Wow, wait. From Lorex and EaseViz, after TechCrunch reported on the brand's parent company's involvement in supplying the Chinese government with surveillance tech. According to the U.S. government, both Daehu, this is Lorex's owner, and Hikvision, this is EVIS's owner, stand implicated in human rights violations and abuses in the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. They reportedly helped supply surveillance equipment for monitoring ethnic minorities. One of the largest oppressed groups is the Uyghurs, a largely Muslim ethnic group the Chinese government is accused of putting in detention or re-education camps, such as forced labor and more. The home security cameras and systems from Lorex and EVIS aren't banned from sale in the U.S. despite restrictions from the Department of Commerce on their parent companies. However, when TechCrunch reached out to retailers about Lorex and EVIS links, Home Depot and Best Buy reportedly promised to stop working with the companies. Home Depot is citing its, quote, standards of ethical sourcing as reason for pulling their products from online store, and while Lowe's reportedly didn't respond about the matter, about Lorex's products that were being pulled from a site. Best Buy told TechCrunch that it will be, quote, discontinuing its relationship with the companies. However, Lorex's security cameras still seem to be available on its site, and certain models are even on sale. By searching EaseViz, turning up the results, Home Depot and Lowe's search systems don't show anything either for Lurex either, while the latter showed results for eViz, and also all the products are being listed as unavailable. In a statement to IPVM, a surveillance-focused outlet that co-reported the story with TechCrunch, the president of the World Uyghur Congress said it's, quote, unacceptable that there are still American companies directing that are still American companies helping further the group's oppression. We'll see. All right. Other news this week: Amazon has two new programs that integrate Alexa into hospitals and senior living communities. This is from the company announcing this today. They're run through Alexa Smart Properties, which allow organizations to control a centralized Alexa system. Liron Torres, global leader for Alexa Smart Properties, said in an interview with The Verge, quote, early on in the pandemic, hospitals and senior living communities reached out to us and asked us to help them set up Alexa and voice in their communities. Hospitals also want ways to interact with patients without using protective equipment, and senior living communities wanting to connect residents with family members and staff. The program lets senior living facilities use Amazon Echo to send announcements or other messages to residents' rooms. During the COVID-19 pandemic, many facilities relied on printed out series of paper slipped on the residents' doors to communicate changes in protocol, like around meals or quarantines. The Alexa program lets them send messages directly, instantly, in patients' rooms. And Ms. Torres, or Liron Torres, excuse me, says, quote, staff can be more available for other tasks. Residents can also place calls through Alexa to family members or friends without having to rely on a staff member. Approved contacts will also be able to call through Alexa. The facility could enable calling for a set of contacts approved by resident and family members when they arrive. Two networks of senior living communities, Atria, which is nationwide, and Axleton is based in California, are adding Alexa to some facilities. This is being reported from Amazon. Excuse me, Amazon is declining to say how much the program costs to facilities. In hospitals, the Alexa Smart Properties program lets nurses communicate with patients throughout the calling and intercom-esque drop-in features without having to enter patient rooms. Patients could ask questions or nurses could check on how someone is feeling for the future. Torres also is saying, quote, this enables hospitals to increase productivity and be able to save on medical supplies. Hospitals can also send information and announcements to patients through Alexa. Patients can toggle on Do Not Disturb to prevent drop-ins also. And finally, Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, BayCare Health System in Florida, and Houston Methodists are adding Alexa to their facilities. So that's great that seniors can use technology. I'm not sure if they're going to be able to understand it, but it's good that at least their senior homes and facilities are embracing technology to help them in their day-to-day lives. Now, if you ever had damaged your phone, you probably had a problem where you found a lot of difficulty trying to find a place to repair it. Well, Samsung is trying to help owners of their devices avoid that problem with a newly announced Best Buy partnership. Starting tomorrow, more than 100 Best Buy stores across the U.S. will begin offering Galaxy S and Galaxy Note repairs. Then, early next month, those same locations will start repairing Samsung's Galaxy Z foldables. Now, if you're looking to bring your phone to one of the stores, they're able to help with front and back screen replacements, battery swaps, as well as port and camera repairs. Best Buy's Geek Squad will complete the repairs with parts and training provided by Samsung. In video news this week, and it's going to be a very short week with a little bit less left to go, and I apologize for the light news day. YouTube is rolling out a designated new-to-you tab on its platform after testing the feature early this year. The new tab is now available on the YouTube homepage across mobile, desktop, and TV devices. YouTube says the feature will help users discover new creators and content beyond the recommended videos they usually see. The new tab surfaces content that aligns with your viewing preferences from channels that you haven't previously encountered. It's meant to go a step further than YouTube's Explore listings, which helps users find content in specific topics such as gaming or beauty, but doesn't take users' specific interests into account. YouTube is noting that new to you is personalized to the viewer, as it's trying to strike a balance between content and thinks it thinks users might be interested in, along with content that's a bit different than what they typically watch. YouTube outlined in a blog post, quote, You told us that you want to see new creators and new videos after you caught up with the recommendations, so we hope this new option keep things fresh while also keeping creators connect with new audiences. On mobile, you'll see the tab where you refresh YouTube homepage. The company says you may see the tab as you scroll through your feed. It's worth noting that since the feature is personalized, it may not be always available. Additionally, you will need to be signed up to YouTube to see the tab. All right, over on CNET.com, we'll have a link up in the show notes of what's watching. This is with Amazon Prime Video, all of the movies and TV shows coming in November 2021. So for example, November 1st, you have Alien, Alien 3, Alien Resurrection, Meet Dave, Mrs. Doubtfire, great movie, a lot of TV series. You have November 16th, Beginners, November 19th, the Wheel of Time series. Wheel of Time Amazon original series. And lastly, what's watching on video streaming over on Disney Plus. This is also CNET.com. Everything coming in November 2021. So November 3rd, you have Amphibia, Dino Ranch, Photo Arc. November 10th, you have the Mickey Mouse Funhouse. I guess for all the kids out there. Mostly, from what I see here listed online, looking right now, mostly they're for kids. So there are a couple of Christmas titles here. So definitely want to check it out. And again, I will have a link up in the show notes that you can check out for that. All right, and that wraps up the tech news for Monday, October 25th, 2021. Again, a little bit light news. Majority was Facebook heavy, and I didn't want to cram this episode with all Facebook news because there was Facebook dump of documents and a lot of other stuff, and I really want to put that in. And I want to try to keep this as get as much tech news out as possible with a wide, a little bit of variety of what would be imported on today. Thank you so much for tuning in for this episode. If you have a comment on today's episode, I would love to hear them. I'm at PA@geeknewscentral.com or on Twitter at Kirk Corliss, which is spelled KirkCorless. Please be sure to support the podcast either at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, or another great way to support the podcast is by being an insider at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Over on GoDaddy, geeknewscentral.com/insider, you can support the podcast through different dollar levels. $2 per month, $5 per month, $10, all the way up to $60 a month. Great way to support the podcast. Pays all the donations, pay for the staff, including myself, and the blogging costs. Helps keep the lights on, keeps the insurance paid. So it's a great way to support a podcast. $2 to $60 a month. So thank you all so much for supporting the podcast, either as an insider or with our sponsor, GoDaddy. Again, helps tremendously, pay the bills, keep the lights on, etc. Tyler will be back on Thursday, which is Thursday episode, live.geeknewscentral.com. So that's Thursday, October 28th. It was great sitting into the guest host chair for last episode, Thursday episode, and this episode. Definitely check out my podcast along with Scott Ertz, GNC Week in Review. Friday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, or at gncweekly.com/live, gncweekly.com. We're on, you can connect with us via Facebook, Twitter. Facebook or Twitter. We're also on YouTube. We have YouTube videos as well. So definitely check us out. Great week. We dissect the week of tech news from the week's tech news every Friday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Friday evenings. Definitely check us out. Again, thanks for allowing me to sit in the chair for the last two episodes. Todd Bachman is coming Thursday. So until next time, so long.